This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The money will start flowing again for millions of struggling Americans now that President Trump has signed the COVID-19 financial relief package. The AP's Mike Gracia with what's in it.
Pandemic relief is on the way from Washington after President Donald Trump finally relented and signed the $900 billion pandemic relief package that passed the House and Senate by wide margins. The COVID legislation includes direct payments of $600 to individuals making up to $75,000 per year and couples making up to $150,000 per year, $120 billion in unemployment insurance, $25 billion for rental assistance to those who've fallen behind on their rent, and $284 billion for the Paycheck Protection Program for businesses hit hard by the pandemic. Mike Gracia, Washington.
January is going to be a dark month in the battle against the coronavirus, says Dr. Arthur Kaplan of New York University's Grossman School of Medicine.
Sadly, I think we've got a dark period to go through with more deaths, more infections, more hospitalizations, more pressure on ICUs because we didn't stay home enough at Christmas. We had too many gatherings. We had too many people, millions and millions traveling.
Dr. Arthur Kaplan. Authorities say the Christmas Day bomber in Nashville had not been on their radar. 63-year-old Anthony Warner was killed in the explosion. They still don't know why he did it. He reportedly recently transferred the deed to a Nashville area home to somebody else. We're told investigators are looking into his financial history and his digital footprint. And we're learning they're looking into the possibility he may have targeted the AT&T building that was damaged. Warner had experience with electronics and alarms and had also worked as a computer consultant for a Nashville realtor. Three other people were injured in the explosion on Christmas Day. This is AP News. Let's go to the movies with the AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A much-anticipated movie has beaten the field at the box office. As expected, Wonder Woman has flown to financial heights, at least as far as the pandemic era is concerned. The Patty Jenkins movie took in $16.7 million during the Christmas weekend, the best numbers of any movie released during the pandemic era. Of course, that is only a fraction of what the movie starring Gal Gadot and Chris Pine would have made with the typical release, but nothing has been typical about 2020. Wonder Woman was also released on HBO Max, but Warner Bros. Did not release exact streaming numbers, so we don't know how it did there. However, some would-be viewers reported problems picking up the stream, especially those using Roku to watch it. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
More of us are getting pets during this pandemic lockdown. 67% of U.S. households now have pets. That's according to the National Pet Owners Survey. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.